And I'm so grateful and so blessed that we're able to create this podcast and on this platform for you guys to see it from the beginning. You guys get the best treat. You guys are seeing this from the beginning. All the nuggets we're throwing at you guys. All the little things that aren't going to work. Because we're going to, not everything's going to be perfect. We're going to talk about, hey, you know what? We did this last week. This didn't work. You guys are going to get all of the good things and take it to make your guys' selves better than us. To make our children way better than us. Yeah. That's what pumps me up. That's what pumps me up. To see my son and his friends listening to this. Everybody, welcome to Anthony Franco Podcast here with Future Conversations, and these are my buddies here, you know, Aaron and my buddy Gabe right here, and we're just going to kind of roll right into this, and we've been talking about it, you know, I've been hyping it up a little bit, and thank you to these friends of mine, these buddies of mine who brought this idea into fruition, and now we're actually implementing it, we're taking action on it. So first and foremost, before we even get started, you know, I want them to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about you guys, you know, just a little background, where you're from, and who you are today.
Go first. Well, thank you for having us, man. Yeah, glad to be here. Our relationship is quite interesting because we met 4 or 5 years ago, didn't really plan on ever doing this at all.
No.
I mean... So that was kind of interesting how that kind of fell through. The last several months that we have been building our relationship and just getting to know each other more where we are now, it's been great. There's been a lot of things that have been aligning for me. There's been a lot of things that I've seen for Anthony, even Gabriel here, where things have just been progressing and growing. And I know that we're building on something great right now. When we first started building on the topics and a lot of the ideas that we've had, I just know that we're going somewhere. And we want to record this whole process. We want to start from the beginning, where we came from. I'm from the state of Washington. We're coming at you live from the greater sunny San Diego area. So being in this area, coming together now, it's been great. I love it. And we got a lot of things that are going to be coming into existence from here on out. And absolutely, you guys are going to be coming along the process. You guys are going to be a part of everything that Anthony's doing. And then you'll probably see us on here quite often as well, because we got a lot to touch base.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. What an introduction. Yep. And the future, the one who's behind it all, behind the scenes, taking care of business, man. Please introduce yourself, brother.
So my name is Gabriel Garcia, and I've been helping Anthony with the branding, and that's what I do as a business, branding and marketing. And I basically had to learn on my own how to do it, how to create a company, how to brand it, what it takes, you know, what kind of logos you have to make. And then we also have a real estate company, Aaron and myself and another partner. Yeah. But I'm 24 years old. Anthony is the same age. Aaron is going to turn 28, so we're all in our 20s, you know, just making our dreams come true and creating a mastermind of young people. And that's kind of a message that we can throw out there too, is that no matter where, if you're young or old, you can still be successful.
Wow.
So I come from a pretty shitty background that we can talk about later. Like, we all come from backgrounds that we're not supposed to be doing what we're doing right now. And so we're being above that percentage, you know, not being a statistic.
Absolutely.
But being in the top 2%. So.
Jeez, that's a big deal.
100%. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, guys, well, you know, obviously we can bring you so much today. It's the first episode of many, and I think the big thing what motivated me on wanting to do this, and these two, they said, just do it, just go for it, because I always wanted to, but I had that, oh, you know what, I'm going to wait. I had that feeling, I'll wait till I make it, and then I thought about it, no. That's not the way to do it. You just do it now. Why wait till we make it? That's kind of like saying, oh, I'll invest when I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, you can start investing now. You can start doing a lot of other things now. So I thank these two a lot for pushing me and just like, hey, let's get this out the way. Let's start it. More importantly, you guys will get to see the steps from where we're at to the end. So we're not here to, we're not faking the funk. We're not here to lie. Like, we're not successful. We're not millionaires yet, but we already know it. We're speaking into existence, and we're on the way there. So you guys get to see the steps of where we came from. And more importantly, I believe you guys are going to be able to relate to us in many ways that you might not be able to relate to all these other people that you see on these podcasts because they're already there. Yeah. And sometimes, I don't know if you guys would agree, but I find myself or other people comparing too much. And that's a big problem. Why are you going to compare to somebody when they're way ahead of you in their walks of life? And, you know, you just got to accept where you're at now and get there. Take a step day by day. Don't compare. It's really unhealthy. Yeah. That's what I found.
And it's going to be awesome when we look back to these podcasts and recordings and seeing where we've gone. Because before, we should have been recording our life every single moment. Yeah. We should be doing that more. I think Gary Vee talks about that in his book. He's like, hey, later you're going to have a camera just recording every single thing so that your children and grandchildren can see it. And so I think what we're doing right now, you had the idea of it. You know, hey, let's just show people the process.
Yeah.
So that they can see that, you know, it's a struggle and you have to go through it. But you have to start somewhere and just start it, or you're not ever going to start. Wow. So just jump off and freaking build an airplane, right? That's what they say.
Seriously. Yeah, I remember, you know, we were on a run together. All of us were on a run together.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, when you run, the blood's flowing. So, you know, your ideas are flowing and you're just talking a lot more.
Yeah, more oxygen.
More oxygen. We were having some good ideas. And I remember we were talking when we were running about, you guys follow me on Instagram, and I post on my stories quite often when I do my workouts or my exercises. And the reason why I told Gabe, I said, man, there's been a couple people who've DM'd me, many people actually, who've not necessarily saying like it's hate messages, but just more like, hey, why are you doing that? Or why do you always record yourself when you work out? Listen, at the end of the day, guys, this is just one of these things where I look at it like accountability. It's all your point of view. It's all your perspective, okay? You know, it's all accountability. I look at it like whatever I'm posting, like Gabe said, it's going to be recorded. You know, back in the day, people did journals. People still do journals. Yeah. But now, modern day, it's more like blogs.
Yeah.
Or podcasts, okay? Or Instagram stories, you know, where I'm saving my videos. Because at the end of the day, James, my son, you know, who's 5 years old, and my other kids, my future generations, they're going to watch this. Your kids, the people who are my age who have kids, your kids, they're going to watch this. And they're going to see if I did everything that I said I was going to do. And here's the best part. They're going to think and they're going to see everything you guys are saying, what you guys are going to do. Or you guys didn't say anything you're going to do in existence, and most likely you're not going to do anything. Okay? And if I hit you, I didn't mean to miss, but I also wasn't aiming for anybody in particular. It's just one of those things where you need to speak into existence. You need to throw it out there. Look at Conor McGregor. You know, he's just somebody that came to mind. Like he said, I'm going to knock this guy out in less than 10 seconds. He did it. You gotta have that confidence.
And for people that might not know about, I mean, one of the first things that I started with self-development was the law of attraction, right? So if you guys have not read that book or don't know what it is, all these celebrities that you see, like Oprah, Conor McGregor, LeBron James, all these big people know that because whatever you think, that's what you're attracting to you. Yeah. And the more you speak it, the more energy you give into it. So we're always talking about our dreams and goals. We're making it more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We're hanging around people that have the same goals. And so that energy just creates more energy, and it creates the law of attraction, makes it more strong than it already is, because it's a law, just like gravity. It's a freaking law. You either you know it or you don't, you're using it. The positivity, the negativity. So whether you know about it or not, you're using it.
Yeah,
so it's better to know it and then be able to use it.
You know, definitely. Yeah. I agree. I think it's the law of attraction is, you know, amazing. And honestly, we could have an whole episode about the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Today was kind of just to be a little bit broad, kind of, you know, introduce ourselves, let you know who we are, and more importantly, just to let you know what you're going to see in the future. This is the Anthony Franco podcast, and we're here to talk about all things that are happening in the future, from the economic things that are happening in the world. Just many, many things, you know, business, our personal lives. And, you know, speaking of personal lives happening right now, our buddy Aaron, he's doing something pretty amazing. I can relate a little bit, just a little bit, because, you know, I was a fighter, as some of you guys would follow me. I was a pro boxer and elite amateur fighter. And I went through a lot of cutting weight you know, dieting and fasting and things of those nature. So a lot of you guys can relate to this. But Aaron here, he has no incentive on fighting. There's no paycheck coming. This is just him pushing his mind mentally, kind of like me and Gabe are doing the 75 hard challenge. But I wanted Aaron to kind of talk about what he's doing and, buddy, why you're doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I apologize in case I come off a little sluggish or tired today. This is my third day of fasting. I went into it 3 days ago, and I got 2 more days to go. So I basically embarked on this to challenge myself, but to also feel an experience I haven't felt. And I think a lot of life is that. A lot of the challenges that we try to overcome, you just experience is by far what gets you farther than anything else. You just got to go through it. You got to live and learn. And there's a spiritual aspect as well that I wanted to experience when I went and started this, when I embarked on this. I didn't do it to lose weight. I didn't do it to put down my physique or get rid of my love handles or the last little batch of my belly, nothing like that. It was definitely something mainly spiritual. And then secondly, the physical experience, the physical mental challenge that would come along with that. Today by far was the hardest day. I think tomorrow it's going to be a little easier. Hopefully by the fifth day it'll be done. And that's why I got into it. That's why I like to kind of go through things like this.
And it's an experiment.
Experiment. Like life. Yeah, experiment.
You're experimenting.
Huge. You're always experimenting.
You're letting go of something that's so necessary.
Yeah, take control of your life. Because if you don't take control of it, either someone else will or it'll get neglected and you end up someone else will.
Jeez, that's
catch that, write that.
Yeah.
Jeez,
that's
Gabe.
Truthful. Yeah.
No, 100%. 100%. Gabe, can you tell us, tell the crowd, tell everybody who's watching, the viewers, and the ones who are listening, how is your experience going with the Andy Frisella 75 Hard Challenge? Mm-hmm. Tell us what you thought of it before you started.
Yeah.
Tell us how it's going now. And tell us what you think the results will be at the end.
So the reason why I'm drinking water is because one of the things is to drink a gallon of water. So what I thought about it before, I was like, man, this is going to be easy. You know, all I have to do is just put in one more workout. I was already doing a workout every other day. But what I think about it now is hard, man. That's why he called it 75 hard. Like, he took 20 years to develop it. And it's freaking hard. Even a little thing like drinking a gallon of water, you think it's insignificant, but it's tough. You got to do it either in the morning, because if you do it at night, you have to chug the whole thing. And then, right now, we're past the halfway point. And I see how hard it is. So it's made me change the time, how I do things. And it's also put a lot of pressure both on my body and on my mind.
Wow.
Because you add another thing to your schedule that you're just thinking about the whole day. You're like, man, I didn't do my workout in the morning. All right, now I got to do 2 workouts at night. So you just got to balance your time. And what I feel that it's going to do in the end, I've already noticed it in my body. Like, I had lost my abs and I started doing it. I had to figure out a new workout to put in every single day. So I started doing the rollouts, push-ups. And so that brought my abs back. So I know that at the 75th day, I'm going to be cut, dude. I'm going to be so cut.
I love it.
But I do have to think about how I'm going to get back to my regular routine, or if I'm going to stick with it or restart another 75 days. So I don't know.
Yeah. So I wanted you guys to just rewind real quick and just brush up. What does the 75 hard consist of? Because I don't think either of you guys touched base on that.
No, of course.
For everyone that doesn't know what that is or doesn't follow Andy Frisella.
Yeah. So first and foremost, if you don't follow Andy Frisella, I highly recommend you do. I would say he's definitely check a distant mentor of us.
Yep,
his podcast is the MFCEO. That stands for the motherfucking CEO.
Yeah.
That's for Andy Frisella, but he really is. He really is out there. You know, he's outspoken for sure. His language can be a little violent, but he's real. He's right to you, and he's persistent. But he created this challenge called the 75 Hard Challenge. And really what it is this. It's a 75-day challenge. No breaks at all. Very consistent. And there's rules in it. Every single day, you have to work out twice a day. Twice a day. And one of those need to be outside. One of those workouts need to be an outside workout. both of them minimum need to be 45 minutes long. Okay, that's the first. The second is you have to drink a gallon of water every single day. The third thing is you have to read 10 pages of a self-development or a business book every single day. Not listening to audio. You have to read a book 10 pages every single day. You also have to stick on a diet plan. Okay, that diet plan can be what you so choose to be. Some people do keto. Some people do paleo. I know for myself, I cut out noodles, pasta, bread, and tortillas. So that was my diet. I'm sticking on that type of diet. You can kind of mix it up. Obviously, no, you can't go on an all ice cream diet, all candy diet. Those should already be common sense. Those are out. No alcohol, no drinking at all, not even a sip, no smoking at all. And taking a picture. Every single day, you have to take a picture. You don't have to post it, but you do have to take a picture every single day.
Dude.
we'll get into that.
Yeah,
we'll get
into that. I was posting it every day. Yep. And then you're like, dude, you don't have to post it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. But now I'm still taking it because I want to create an album at the end.
Yeah.
Like, post all of them at once and see the progression.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does annoy people. You're like, man, you keep doing this every single day.
So that, did I miss anything? That was it, right?
That's it. But if you mess up on any of those things, on any day, you have to restart. So if you're on day like 50 and you miss one of those things, you restart from the first day.
Day one.
So that's what makes it an extra challenge.
Yeah, I've understood how that goes.
But right now we're on day 40, so.
Yeah, just to give you a little background.
35 days.
For me, I was in Cabo. I was in Cabo on a business trip with a lot of people from my business and our team, and I didn't who Andy Frisella was. I didn't follow him. I didn't know about the challenge. They just brought it up, and they said what it was. We're in Cabo, by the way. We're all drinking. We're all having fun. We're all eating tacos. And they bring up this challenge. Hey, after we leave Cabo, we're going to do this challenge. And honestly, the first day of Cabo, we're all like, yeah, nah, we're not doing that. And then, like, every day we kept talking about it. We should do it. We should do it.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, we all started like, yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we should. And long story short, we all committed. We all were like, all right, we're doing it. We're going for it. So I'm over here, the alpha male, the athlete, the previous athlete, and I was just saying, oh, this is going to be easy, walk in the park. And to be honest, this challenge is so hard mentally. So hard mentally. I can't even explain, you know, because you have to do all these things, and you have to go do your work day.
Yeah.
Your whole work day.
We're talking 7 days a week.
Yeah. On top of, you know, your birthdays, weddings, events, whatever it is, there's no breaks. There's no break. So I got to day 28 the first time around. We started, I think, on June 10th was our first time we started. I got to day 28. Okay, at day 28, I forgot to take a picture. Man, what happens? I go back to day one. Then I go to day 37, and I forgot to read 10 pages of a book. Bam, go back to day one. All right, and now I'm here. Day 40?
40.
We're at day 40. And everybody I started with, either most of them didn't finish, they just completely quit. I'm not going to call you guys out, you know who you are. Or they did finish. And, I'm still going strong. I've been to Vegas, I've been to birthday parties, I've been to events, I've been to restaurants, plenty of restaurants. And I'm just so disciplined, it's not even hard anymore. You know, some people are like, oh, I can't trust somebody who doesn't drink, or, you know what I mean? They just try to influence you. They try to laugh at you, but the discipline is just there. And I'll tell you right now, just to give you a little background, before I started this challenge, there was no income being made on my business. I was just there with the belief. Boom. Business happens. 75 hard happens. Every single month, just to let you guys know, I'm not going to throw my numbers out there, but every single month, I've doubled my income in the business of 75 hard every single month. And more importantly, on top of that, what gets me so pumped about 75 hard isn't just about, oh, I did it for me. It's about all the people I've influenced to start 75 hard.
Yeah.
That's my biggest drive, is that people can see that. And it's not 75. 75 hard doesn't benefit me in any way aside the fact of it's making me better. But just to see other people get better, that's what my drive is. That's what my calling is. You know, my business is a leadership development business. And all I do is turn leaders into even better leaders, or to turn the regular, ordinary person into a leader. Because I believe we're all leaders inside of us.
Yeah.
You know, we just need to go ahead and get it out of us. We need somebody to help us get it out of us. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm just here to make people leaders. So long story short, again, I failed twice. I'm on the track. I have high integrity. I'm going to do it because the job isn't over just because you say it's over. It's over when you're completely finished.
Yeah. And even then, it's not going to be over because you're still going to continue doing those things throughout your life.
Exactly.
It's like college. You know, people stop educating themselves after high school or college, but it's a whole lifelong thing. So the reason why the 75 hard is so good to do anyway is because you're going to take those principles and then still use them in your life, because you're going to create a habit whether you want it or not. It's going to make a habit in you subconsciously and consciously.
Wow. So what he just said right now hits me so hard about it. Never stop. One of my mentors, you know, a distant mentor, and he's just top mentor in our business. His name is Ed Mylett. Definitely follow his podcast as well, the Ed Mylett Show. He's done so much for me on an outside perspective. But he said something today, a video. He said he was out at the gas station. He remembers his time, and he was upset about how people stopped growing. And he was at this gas station with his son, who was 6 years old, a while ago. And a man, an older man, an elderly man, was reading a newspaper, right?
Dude, I saw
that. You saw that? Yeah. He was reading a newspaper, and he saw Ed Mylett's child, and he said, "Man, how old's your kid?" And Ed Mylett said, my son is six. My son's 6 years old. He said, "Enjoy that, man. Enjoy when he's six, because once he's seven, he's gone. 6 years old is gone. Yep. And then once he turns eight, seven-year-old is gone. He's a new kid. He learned something new. He's completely different." And you know what Ed Mylett said? He said, I didn't mean to come off rude, but I asked this elderly man, who was not really that elderly, he was about in his 50s, but he said, "Hey, sir, I'm just curious, when did you stop changing? When did you stop growing? What was the age you stopped growing and changing?" And the elderly man said, "Well, I don't know. I don't know. And I know damn well, you know somebody in your life, could be your family, could be your parents, it could be somebody, it's somebody really close to you, who you realize they're just kind of the same person." And again, it's not that we're saying they're bad people. We're just saying that they stopped growing. They stopped putting themselves out there. They stopped getting uncomfortable. They got comfortable. And they're just hanging out, chilling. When did you stop growing? Why do you see a 22-year-old and a 25-year-old and like, oh, they're the same? Huh? Because they are the same. Because that 25-year-old stopped growing. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, dude.
I'm 24 years old. I'm not here to brag about my age. But very, very few times do I hang out with somebody who's over 30 years old and they assume I'm 24. They think I'm their age. They think I'm 30. Just to give you perspective of how I talk, how I communicate, people could tell that I'm growing.
Yeah.
Same with these gentlemen here. And my vision, and you know, really what I'm trying to put out there is ask yourself that. Are you growing? You know, are you acting your age? Are you in the normal? Or are you outside of that?
Yeah. Dude, that's been one of the hardest things for me too. Like hanging around these groups, typically they see your age first. They're like, "Oh, who's this guy?"
Yeah.
But then they start talking to you and they're like, "Oh man, he's educated. He knows what he's talking about. He has a plan for his life. He's seen a vision somehow." And then they realize, okay, maybe they don't realize it, but I would like them to realize, hey, I'm 54, 45, 60. What happened to those 40 years? You know, this guy's 24, already thinking about something that I could have done my whole life.
Wow.
But I wasted that life. I don't know if they think about it, but I would like to tell people, older people. Like, I see them at Walmart too working.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what happened to those to your years? Did you not just get the opportunity? Did you not want it? What is it? You know, what is it that makes us different?
Yeah. Wow.
Because I think we are different.
100%.
I believe it. Yeah. And I think that's why we have such a great bond.
Yeah.
It's because we're willing to accept that we are growing and that we're developing, and I see that in one another, and I think that's what definitely makes me enjoy the conversations that we have, and then the time that we spend is just beyond. Like, I don't think I really spend any other time with any other people like I do with you two.
Dude, it's different conversations.
Different conversations.
You know,
different topics.
You can have it with friends that you grew up with. Or whatever, but it's always going to be a different conversation because you're tapped into a different type of energy. When we sit down, we create a different mind, right?
Yeah.
So whatever that is, whatever's in our mind is going to just triple or quadruple. You know, like yesterday we were with, I don't know how many people, but they were all basically talking about the same thing, success, you know, helping families, you go talk to someone else, they're going to be talking about what they did over the weekend, that they got drunk, this, this, or the other.
Yeah.
It's just a different conversation.
Wow.
Definitely.
That's definitely going to be on an episode of its own. You know, I think that would be something along the lines of, you know, just the power of associations.
Yes.
The power of associations.
And the networking.
It is, it's huge. And again, you'll see that on our journey of how our associations will keep growing.
Yeah.
They'll keep growing, you know.
So I can tell you right now, I did not, when I, 2 years ago, I wasn't having conversations like this.
Sheesh.
Just to show you guys the matter of growth.
We had them in here, though. We had them in here.
Definitely.
But we're like, hey, we need to talk about this with someone else.
Definitely. Yeah.
But when you don't see that around you, you just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Or even greater than that. Yeah. 7 years ago, 10 years ago, when we were in school, I was not the person I am today.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be spending time with individuals like Gabriel and Anthony like I am today.
Definitely.
Yeah. And wow. it goes back to the law of attraction too. Like, similar minds are gonna always attract and teach each other something new.
That's so funny. That's so true. Funny he says that, because just to kind of give you a breakdown, a little brief history. How long have we known each other, guys?
Like 5 months, 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
See how amazing this is? Listen to this.
Yeah.
Gabe just said we've known each other for 5 or 6 months. I want to let Gabe and Aaron know this, if they didn't know. I moved in these apartments June 26th.
Yeah, which was what, 3 months ago?
3 months ago. That's how well we feel like we know each other. I moved here June 26th into these apartments, and I didn't meet them until July something.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? Because I know it was right before convention. Mm-hmm. It was just a month or 3 weeks before convention.
Yeah.
But to go with that being said, on the law of attraction, we moved in here, right? Our apartment manager, I'll tell you what she said to me. I moved in and she said, she just saw the way I talk. Again, I didn't tell her my life story. You don't meet your apartment manager and tell her your life story. She just got to see who I was. She got to hear the way I talked, saw the way I carried myself, being a 24-year-old young man and the way I put myself together. And she said to me, there's two other guys. She didn't tell me their names. She said, there's two other guys here that you got to meet. I just already know it. You got to meet. You're gonna be connected. You guys are both all young, and you guys are just going to help each other. I know it. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll see them. I'm sure I'll see them. I had no idea who I was going to meet. I didn't know if I was even going to meet them. And then, you know, long story short, I met Aaron one night at like 10 p.m., like a late night, because I'm doing 75 hard, and I'm working out late at night outside in the middle of the punk complex with my fiance, Anissa. We're working out, and I see Aaron. And again, to go back, we met each other about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. about 4 or 5 years ago, due to, you know, a past relationship he was in, you know, was in the Marine Corps with me. And I just remember seeing him, and all it was just, oh, hey, how you doing? It was just a handshake. Never spent time, anything like that at all. But I saw him and I was like, I know this guy. And something inside of me, he was walking. I could have let him walk. But something inside of me said, no, I need to speak up. And I said, hey, man, how you doing? And I said, I know you from somewhere. Do you know me? And we just kind of clicked. We put pieces together. Long story short, maybe 2 weeks later, he put us in touch. We just hung out. We got in touch with each other. But that's the law of attraction. And yeah. I found out that Marianne, our apartment manager, she said the same about me, correct?
Yeah.
She said something similar.
Yeah, it was super interesting. And I brought that up to Gabriel, too, when she said it.
She was like, there's a guy doing investments.
Yeah,
that you guys have to meet.
Yeah, there's a new family that moved in, and the guy, he's got a son, he's got a fiance, seems like he's got a great head on his shoulders, straight dude, and you guys need to meet him, like you and Gabe need to meet him. And I was like, all right, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know anyone's schedule or anything, so I was like, yeah, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
And before she had the opportunity to do that, we just came across one another, and it was just a click.
I mean, other people see it, and we've talked about this too, that when other people tell you something, that you have something great, or that you're going to go places, or whatever it is, when other people see that in you, that makes it real. Like, you can see it in yourself whenever you want. You can tell yourself you're great, whatever. But when someone else tells you, you know, that's when it makes it even more powerful. So, she saw something, she felt something, and then I don't know where we connected, and Now we're doing big things. So.
Hey, and she was right.
She was right. Hey, she was right. What a visionary. She needs to be on this podcast. No, but it's so true. And the power of just three short months, barely, 4 months knowing each other, on just the associations we brought with each other, the conversations we've had, creating things like this, creating a business partner relationship that's going to only grow so much more. And I'm so grateful and so blessed that we're able to create this podcast and on this platform for you guys to see it from the beginning. You guys get the best treat. You guys are seeing this from the beginning. All the nuggets we're throwing at you guys. All the little things that aren't going to work. Because not everything's going to be perfect. We're going to talk about, hey, you know what? We did this last week. This didn't work. You guys are going to get all of the good things and take it to make your guys' selves better than us. To make our children way better than us. Yeah. That's what pumps me up. That's what pumps me up. To see my son and his friends listening to this.
And that should be another topic too. Failure. Because we've all failed. And we're going to continue to. Because we're not perfect. We can't foresee certain things. So we should talk about that too. Because we've all failed at life in some aspect. And that's also a way that we can connect with you guys too.
Yeah. Shoot, we're probably failing on this Freud podcast alone.
Yeah, but
nothing's great going to come. This isn't going to be the greatest thing ever.
But we're not like, oh man, what if it's this or what if it's crappy? We're doing it because we're going to learn from it.
100%. So, no, that's a big deal.
This thing's... Dude, I don't know.
It just got brighter.
Well, but I don't know why it's on standby. Oh, it stopped.
Did it?
It did, yeah. I don't know where it stopped.
That'll be like a transition.
we got this
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See, this is how awesome that we. Yeah. Thank God we were smart. We got a plan for two.
Yeah.
But before we end this, again, just the intro to the podcast. There's gonna be so many things we talk about, guys. Again, anywhere from the market to investments to books to associations to business to failures, the list goes on. We're gonna consistently give you guys the inside of what's going on with our life and our relationship and other things that are happening. But I really want you guys to know our story really fast. So I know it's going to be a rush, but if we can just try to give each other maybe 3 to 5 minutes at most, a quick story of who we are, where we come from, to give to the audience.
So I come from Mexico. So I was born in Mexico. I grew up there till I was about 8. Didn't have a dad, or I did have a dad, but he just wasn't there, so it's like he was never in my life. So I would see him maybe once a year, twice a year, until one day he asked me, basically. He's like, hey, we're going to go to the United States, but it's up to you. And that I'm never going to forget that, because I always see that as the time when I've had to change my life and make a huge decision. Because he said, hey, you're probably never going to see your family again until you become either a citizen or a resident. But I didn't understand what that meant. I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so he's like, hey, if you say yes, we're going to leave. If not, then you can stay here with your mom. And so I said yes. And it was 12 years after that I got to see my family again. And they were all changed. So I remembered who each person was. But basically, my family just got deleted for those 12 years. And then even now, I haven't seen them. So I come from Mexico, but now I'm so lucky that I get to see a bigger vision for that, because I don't want that to happen to my kids and my family. So I'm kind of changing and pivoting my life because of what I went through. But like we talk about it all the time, we're lucky that we get to go through that stuff, because that's what makes you strong and that's what makes you want to do something bigger. And so that's where I come from. I went to college because that was the system and the program that every student gets, every person gets. Hey, you need to go to college for this and that. And so I was in a high school that started from sixth grade up to 12th grade. So I was in that environment. And now that I see it, it was a test. They get smart people from low-income families and they put them in a test to see if they have what it takes to go to college.
Wow.
And so I went to college 1 year and I decided, hey, I don't want to work for anyone. So I'm going to drop out and then I'm going to start a company in real estate, online business. I'm going to continue my music and I'm going to continue reading because I know that that's what's going to get me to my goals. And I stuck to that. Well, I didn't stick with it for the first 2 years, and that's when nothing really happened. But now that I've stuck to it, everything's been sprouting because it was what I was supposed to be doing anyway. So that's where I came from Mexico. a little town that didn't have anything. It's all dirt. To then realizing, hey, there's a system in place for people to go to college. I don't want to be in that system. I want to create my own life. To now creating that life and then moving forward and seeing the future.
Big deal.
Yeah. So that's, big deal. That's basically my story in a nutshell.
What do you have in place, really quick before we go to Aaron, what do you have in place right now that is getting you there? What do you guys have created that you're getting ready to move on with the future?
So we have a real estate company, commercial real estate company, where... Did that just turn off?
Oh, yeah. What's it say?
No space on the memory card.
Oh. Damn, bro. That's all right, let's just continue with this.
We got this. We got
this
guy.
So we got a real estate, commercial real estate investment company. And so what we're doing there is we're looking for investors to create what's called a syndication so that we can then buy apartment buildings to create cash flow, residual income, tax advantages, and then a legacy for our families. And then what I've got too is a branding and marketing company. And that's basically it. So two companies on what I said I wanted to do. And that became a real thing.
Definitely.
So,
my man Aaron.
So like I mentioned, we're in San Diego now, but I'm from Washington State. I was raised by a single mother and an older sister. And they were my primary guardians. When my mom wasn't around, she ended up working in Alaska a few times, seasonal, working on the ship, on a fishing ship. My sister would be the guardian, and then we would stay with family. From there, I probably could recall that my father was in my life up until maybe 6 or 7, and then after that, just never saw him. Fortunately, I at a very young age, I suppose, I took a lot from older individuals or just people that were older than me. I saw the places that they were at, the challenges that they were having on a daily basis, and there were things that I just knew I didn't want to go through and didn't follow through. My older sister, as I mentioned, she had kids at a very young age. I think she had my nephew when she was about 15, and I believe she was pregnant at 14 and a half, so she became a parent at a very young age. Though that was, unfortunately, that was one individual that, kind of remained stagnant for most of, her adulthood, at least from what I've seen. I didn't see a lot of growth from her. But I did have mentors outside of that I didn't really see as that, but I spent a lot of time around, and that's basically now looking back at, that's what they were to me.
Yeah.
So being that, just being raised in that kind of family, I didn't really have a lot of structure. I didn't have anyone that was looking over me when it came to school. So at 17, just from being absent and tardies, it kind of built up. I dropped out of high school. I didn't really know which direction I wanted to go to. I didn't really have a lot of, I would say, someone telling me to do something correctly. I didn't have a path or some kind of guidance. Like, I was just hearing what not to do. But I didn't have anything of, hey, you should do this, or because you're like this, you should do this or try this. So basically, after I dropped out, got my GED, enrolled into a community college, and ended up getting into an automotive technology program that I received my associate's in applied science from. And then after that, went into the field, started working, got into a serious relationship, moved down here to San Diego. And when I moved down here, it was kind of interesting because I was just gonna primarily focus on real estate. Single family residential real estate. That's all I was focusing on. So I didn't work or didn't really have a job for maybe 8 months to a year. And then after that, I kind of went back, fell back on my first degree, almost my primary nature, just automotive technology. I just couldn't get away from it. It was something that I knew very well. Worked at a shop for about maybe 2-3 years. And then I recently bought an existing business that's an automotive repair shop that's not too far from here.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at now. Gabe and I partnered up with another partner of ours and began a commercial real estate company that we're now focusing on. So I got those two businesses that I'm currently working on, and that's where my primary intention and focus is on.
That's amazing.
And then we forgot one, though. The financial planning, that's another thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, that I wanted, as a goal, I had, hey, become a certified financial planner. And then we met Anthony, and now he's teaching us that. So that's another thing that we can talk about later.
Yeah, absolutely.
A whole in-depth episode of different investment vehicles you could set up and how to have your family be all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. One thing that may sound taboo or not spoken of are your finances, but definitely speak to somebody about your finances.
You need to speak more about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in families, you know, it is the truth. Hispanic families, African-American families, Asian families, all these different families that need the education, that because it's not passed down from family to family.
Yeah. You ain't gonna find it in school.
No.
There's no financial education.
You gotta seek it and then want it. So
wow, that was amazing, man. I love hearing that story from you guys, putting yourself out there, being a little vulnerable from where you guys came from. And you know, I just love the fact that you're rewriting your history all in Mexico. You're one of the first generations here. You're ready to just take it, and you never want your family to get separated like you had to go through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, same with you. You went through some hard troubles, you know, kind of like similar to me, which I'll tell my story real soon. Growing up as a kid, not having that, you know, figure, getting over here, going on a dream with real estate, but you having to fall back. Mm-hmm. And some people would fall back like you did and work for a shop, right? And they just cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, nope, you got back uncomfortable. Now you got your own shop. You put, you know, that overhead up because you know what it's going to do for you in the future.
Yeah.
And then you guys are still pursuing your real estate business, which has done, as much as I've done for you, you guys have done for me, opened my eyes and my vision on what's out there as soon as I create my foundation. So I appreciate you guys for that, and love hearing you guys' stories, honestly. I know it's going to be a real treat as we continue to build our stories, definitely for the listeners. And then As for me, if you haven't been following me at all through my journey, even though it's just Instagram, but hey, it's a good way to follow, keep in touch with photos and pictures. But my journey is the best way I can put it. I'll break it down to you guys. I was born, and I would say generally, you know, a good home from what it would look like. I grew up in the Inland Empire. I had a mom, a hard, hardworking mom. I did have a dad in the house who wasn't my birth dad, but he was a dad. He was in the house. He was just older. You know, he was about, I think, 18 to 20 years older than my mother, just an age difference, okay? They had my sister, who's 14 years older than me, who helped me take care of me while they were working, right? Well, I remember, you know, again, grew up in the Inland Empire. If you don't know where that's at, it's east of LA, okay? It's a pretty bad area. Generally not the best, you know, not any better than LA for sure. I grew up in Redlands, California, and I just know that I was generally a good kid until around like 7-8 years old. I know I was so anyways, I was a mischievous kid. I was a real mischievous kid growing up, and right around 8 or 9 years old, I went into my mom's room and I saw a photographer, like a photo book, a phone book, right? A photo book. All I remember is I saw this guy in the photo with my mom consistently. This guy in the photo, and I never knew who that was. And on top of that, my last name is Franco Rodriguez. And I would always wonder in class why they say Franco Rodriguez, or why they just call me Rodriguez, but I had Franco attached to it. I didn't know. So I popped the question to my mom, and she told me, and it kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I don't remember too much, but I know it hurt me for sure that I don't know my real dad. And then my dad that I thought was raising me or trying to raise me wasn't my real father. He's a real dad. Okay, he did the best. He's done the best he could do for me. He's just so much older that he couldn't have the physical attributes of a young dad, you know, really could. But anyways, after that happened, everything changed. I was rebelling completely. I got kicked out of 3 different middle schools. I got sent away in middle school to my uncle's house in Arizona, sent back. Got kicked out of that middle school, that district. had a, my sister stepped up, and my brother-in-law, man, they're amazing, amazing leaders. They stepped up at a young age while they have three other kids, took me in, moved me to Temecula, and then got me back on my feet. I got into wrestling, which really took my mind to another level. Joined the Marine Corps. Then got back to my roots of boxing, which is another story. But, you know, I had a lot of family boxing, and I was always a fighter. Got into boxing. Took it to the next level with my coach. I appreciate him so much. Joe Vargas taught me so much in leadership and how to really care for somebody and just develop somebody. So I really appreciate that. And took me from pretty much within 2 or 3 years ranked in the U.S. in the top five in the nation with Team USA. And then turned pro in 2017. Got my manager, Henry Ramirez, one of the realest dudes out there in boxing. A lot of you know who follow boxing definitely know who Henry Ramirez is. But long story short, all that happened, and bam, I was in the darkest times, spending a bunch of money that I didn't need to be spending, in a bunch of debt, not saving anything, being very unfaithful, very untrustworthy to my fiance, my beautiful fiance. She's the rock of our family. I appreciate her so much. I can't even explain it of what she's done and the strong woman she is for everything I put her through. And then my son just being a complete horrible example, which my son would have picked up on if I would have continued down that path. And you know, now I'm here. My financial firm and mentors in the financial firm, somehow, some way, the universe worked its way, and it's like God slapped me in the face, woke me up on what I'm doing wrong and where I need to go. And I'm so blessed for the opportunity that I have now, because my financial firm isn't just a regular financial firm where you're just a broker, you're just an advisor. It gives us a platform where we're able to lead other people and give us an opportunity of business ownership. So when people ask, hey, what business are you in or what do you do? I'm in the business of developing people. I'm in the leadership development business. You know, Gabe and Aaron, they've heard me say this many times before. I think investments are amazing. You know, there's crypto, there's Forex, there's real estate, there's stocks, there's all these different things, right? But there's no better investment than people. You invest in your people, they're going to pay it back 10 times fold. Like, it's amazing. I invest in people. That's what I do. Investment in people. And I'm building a business to where I want my business in each and every single state of the United States. I want my business in each and every state of the United States. And eventually at that time, I think we'll go a little bit more global. I think we'll be able to take it to more ways around the country, around the world. So that's my little story, you know, where I'm at now. Again, if you followed me from where I was to now, you've already seen the change in the way I talk and the things I post, the content, and it's just going to get better. I really appreciate these two for helping me develop in these last 3 months as well. But I'm really pumped. Where I have now, I'm in this leadership development business, which is a huge platform I'm ready to build, ready to take my whole branding and the future leadership development to another level. I'm definitely going to dip my toes and get ready to invest big time in real estate. You know, speaking of that, guys, we got the market crash upon us, and I know we're not going to be those people who were 2008 who didn't take advantage. Yeah. I'm pumped for the market to crash. Yeah. Okay, I feel bad for the people who are going to lose their jobs to a certain extent. You know, I feel bad to a lot of people who are going to quote unquote lose their money to a certain extent, but not really, because you guys need to get educated. Yeah. Okay, if you have ignorance, if you don't know what things are happening around you, just an example, right? Aaron, he works for a car mechanic shop. And I asked him, hey man, like, don't you guys, like, you guys kind of have a bad thing about you guys. You guys kind of rip people off, right? And he said, no, not at all. But it is known, if you don't have knowledge, if you don't have education on it, then yeah, of course, there's always going to be people to take advantage of you. And that's with all industries, especially the largest one in the world, which is the financial industry. If you don't have the knowledge of it, if you don't know what's happening with your 401k, well then, yeah.
That's,
you know,
huge.
It's going to tank. And
it's written in the fine print.
Oh, yeah. It's written in the fine print.
There's lawyers that set it all up so that you miss it. Oh, there's this fee. There's that other fee. There's this fee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people just don't know. But if you get educated and read about it. Oh, and that's what I think we should close it with, that. What books people should read. One of the books have impacted our life.
Oh, that's huge.
We'll give one right now. Because we can have a whole episode of books.
I think we should close it with one book that have impacted our individual lives. And then you guys, if you want to take action and read it, you'll do it. If not, then that's up to you.
Yeah.
That's your loss.
Let's hear it.
That's the only way that you learn, you know, with these
absolutely.
These books. Yeah. But you have a great story too. And I think people need to connect with that. There's people that have gone through similar things, people that are going to connect with me, people that are going to connect with Aaron. And there's billions of other people that have a similar story. Like, there's nothing new about human nature. Right? Yeah. We all go through some dark period in our lives.
Sheesh. But say that again, brother.
Yeah. The light, well, it's up there, right?
Yeah.
So a book that has impacted me tremendously and that literally made me leave college and start an entrepreneurial journey was Think and Grow Rich. That's by far my favorite book. The steps that it gives you, the 13 principles of success, you can read it once and understand them, but once you start applying it to your life, like the mastermind principle, that took me a while to understand. But now that I'm in these groups, I see the power of it, the power of the mastermind. Faith, desire, there's 13 other ones. So Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, that's the book that I'm always going to recommend to people.
Wow.
To read. And then, yeah, there's other ones, but that one's a good one.
Amazing, amazing author.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys haven't read that, do yourselves a favor. Put it on your reading list. That's a really good book. It should not be overlooked. And one of the... I will say that one of the biggest books that have impacted me is Second Chance by Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah. Because it's very thorough. I'm a very analytical person, and from beginning to end, there's a lot of great information in that book. And it wasn't necessarily in-depth to a point like probably Think and Grow Rich, but for me, there was a lot of transparency. There was a lot of like, hey, you're already questioning all of this, but look at it this way.
Yeah.
So that's a book I definitely recommend to anyone that hasn't read it.
That's a big one. That's a big one. And for me, before I even say the book, I just want to say this, guys. Would you guys agree that it doesn't matter what book you read, what podcast you listen to, if you don't go and take action on any of those things that you learn, it really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say knowledge is power, but it's only potential power. Jeez. I learned that by myself. And it's only potential power. When you put
it's a nugget,
it becomes power. Because you could have all the knowledge you want, but if you're not using it, it's useless. It's worthless. It's not power.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then I got to add something to that. It's not who you are inside that defines you, but what you do.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree.
You can have all these positive thoughts, but if you don't do anything, if you don't try to help anyone or even implement the actions that you need to take to get you where you want to go and where you see yourself in the future, you're going to be stagnant. You're not getting anywhere.
For real, man. I 100% agree, guys. And just like I said, I just wanted to throw that out there. Because there's many people who have a large reading list, and I think the quote goes, you know, all leaders are readers, but not all readers are leaders. Okay, I'm not going to say that again. If you caught it, you caught it. If you didn't, you didn't. Because, you know, it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. But for me, the book, the defining book that changed, that literally I can say I implemented in my life, it changed it. It did way more than plant the seed. It was Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Definitely, if you guys haven't caught it, he also wrote How to Think and Grow Rich. So if you don't know anything about Napoleon Hill, you need to look him up and you need to start reading those books and implementing that lifestyle. Outwitting the Devil, I'm not going to spoil it for you. It isn't a religious book, by the way, as much as it might seem like it, it's not. But I will let you know, if you take that book seriously and you implement what it's telling you to implement in that book, your life will be changed. Your life will be changed. The way you see life will be changed. Long story short, I'm going to say one thing in that book that put my mind in a different perspective. Out of every 100 people, the devil controls 98% of them in their mind. Okay, just think about that. Again, go read the book. I'm not going to give you all the nuggets. But out of every 100 people, the devil is controlling 98% of them. Because God didn't send the devil to go underneath the earth in hell. He's here on earth. And he controls us in our mind. Again, it's not religion. You could spin it how you want to spin it in the universe. It is what it is. But I really believe that. And since I've looked at that book and read that book, it is very real in my life today.
It is. Just like right now. You know, we had a couple of things go wrong with the camera, the phone.
Yeah.
It's there, dude.
Adversary's there, yeah.
But
the adversary wants to come in when you're doing good. That's why you don't notice the adversary if you're living average. If you don't notice the adversary and life's just going good, man, is your life really going good? Yep. Is your life really going good?
So, how do you want to close it?
Yeah, I mean, I think from there, guys, it was just a good way for all of you to get to know us. You know, again, I'm Anthony, that's Aaron, that's Gabe, and we're here to give you that introductory episode on what we're going to bring to the table, what we're going to discuss. You know, we hope we can keep it interesting. Not all of them will be this long, okay? We'll make some short and condensed. Yeah. We'll have different topics along the line.
Different environments. Like, yep. We won't always be here.
Absolutely. We'll have different environments.
Different speakers, different people.
Different speakers for sure. But I'm really pumped. I hope you guys are excited about it. I'm pumped up. This is going to be the long road. This is going to be a long road, okay? Okay, the point of we're doing this now in the beginning stages is so we can look back on it later down the road, 5-10 years from now. So we're not going to have a podcast every single week, okay, because it is a long road, but we'll make sure we have them and we'll get a good flow going.
Yep.
Absolutely, guys. Well, hey, we're here to close out on the Anthony Franco podcast, you know, discussions about the future.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, guys.
See you guys later.
We'll see you guys later.
Absolutely.